This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind, Monday edition, 8th of February, 2021, Valentine's Day this Sunday. You want to have your all your Valentine's stuff and you know, flowers, candy, whatever. You want to have that get that done this week.
Yeah.
Get that going on. I don't know if you saw, we're canceling President's Day until we actually get one. That was supposed to be this week, too. So, you know, thank you very much. Be here all week. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. It's Monday. Lunch specials across the board. If you're over in Euland-Hitterdall area, scallop potatoes they got going today. Your spot, 12th Avenue North, off I-29, Orange Chicken. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, macaroni and beef hot dish. Got the hot dish. Down south, they call those a casserole. Yeah. Harwood's got sausage, potato, hot dish. And Valley City has the beef tips and gravy, also scallop potatoes and ham. Always making you hungry, PetroServe USA, great roasted chicken as well. And by the way, daily specials and weekly specials every day going on. They've got any fresh baked muffins today for 99 cents at all PetroServe USA.
Those muffins, too. The cinnamon chip used to be my favorite.
Oh, yeah. Oh. The chocolate chunk one is pretty good, too.
Chocolate chunk.
Yeah, there you go. PetroServe USA, proud sponsor of What's On Your Mind. Leon Francis is in for Scott Hennin today.
I'm wiping some drool
off. Good to have you here.
The mic here.
Yeah, right.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Man, I got my hats off to all the folks that have been holding for like an hour just to get on air. And I'm going to say something really, really quick, and then we're going to go right out to the phone calls.
Let's do it.
One, we got Kim Koppelman coming in at 10:20. He's another Spartan. So. And we're going to talk about a couple of bills here in North Dakota. But this is what I want to get off my chest very, very quickly. Now, we just talked to John Hinderacher about what they're doing in Minnesota. This whole white guilt thing, this whole deal where people of color are marginalized and we're set upon and we're victims and white people are evil and racist and all of that stuff.
Well, you're a man of color. You should probably agree with all that, right?
Are you kidding? I want you guys to wrap your brains around this, and this is knowledge I'm about to drop right here. I'm going to drop the mic when I'm done. Are you aware that in Africa there are over 700,000 slaves that are freely bought and sold into slavery?
Yep.
And
what?
That's everything from child sex slavery,
yep,
to, 700,000. And not just in
they're
Africa.
They're all owned by white people.
No, Africa, right? Oh, hang on.
Okay.
In Mexico, the same thing is going on. In South America, the same thing is going on. There are kids and women being bought and sold into slavery. In the Middle East, the same thing.
China, might be going on in China, too.
Exactly. Uh-huh. The Uyghur situation.
Yeah, yeah.
What does this story, what do all of these facts, and these are facts, look it up, fact check it, but what do all of these facts have in common?
It's not happening in America?
No.
These are
all people of color. All of these countries that have slavery active right now today, not 300 years ago, but right now today, practice open slavery.
Yep.
In them.
Absolutely.
Not one of those countries are white majority. Not a single one. It is not America that is racist and that it perpetuates this white supremacy. It is total and utter BS.
Well, I would
to teach our kids that.
I would even argue that in the, you know, devout Muslim countries, women are slaves.
They are. I mean,
the women are slaves. I mean, they get nothing. They get no.
Yep.
They have no life. They have no identity. They have no anything.
I am not advocating on exporting our democracy to them. I think that's a dumb concept. If they want to live that way, that's fine. But And I'm going to digress. This is a topic, though, that gets me very hot.
I get it, man.
Gets me very... I'm not teaching my kids that they're victims in the freest, best country on the planet.
There
is not a single point in time or place on this planet that is better for a person of color to be born in than America. And all of the rest is BS. So miss me with it. Anyway, I'm going to go out to Chris and Dickinson because he's been
If you could, you should drop that mic right there because I know it's attached.
Oh, I get
way to go, buddy. That's like spot on.
There you go. Chris out in Dickinson. What's on your mind,
buddy? Hey, Chris.
Call.
Yeah,
good morning.
No
problem. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet. What's up?
I just want to respectfully disagree with Representative Katie. I think House Bill 1164 and 1282 are probably the most important bills in this session. They're dealing with the constitutionality of the executive orders and anything that the legislature and Congress, federal Congress, would pass. So I highly encourage your audience to call their district representatives and to vote yes on HB 1164 and HB 1282.
You know, I agree. I was actually speaking with a couple of my friends who, you know, they're kind of influential. I'm going to keep their names, you know, out of the airwaves. But they referenced both of those bills. And they thought, yeah, they think that those are some very important bills going forward for, you know, North Dakota. And I agree. I agree. And I'm going to ask Kim Koppelman to comment, to weigh in on those also. So thanks, Chris. Thanks for bringing that to our attention.
Thank you. And the South Dakota, they also have bills pending as very similar to the same, too. So, but thank you for taking my call.
Not a problem. Peter out in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Well, I think we lost him.
How's it, buddy? Hello?
No, Peter.
Are we there?
Yep, we can hear you. Go ahead.
This is your sausage buddy, Leon, and I wanted to talk about the...
hey, man, let's clarify that. Dude. I'm a married man. Come on, dude.
Let's clarify.
We met in the parking lot. I hope you're enjoying eating it.
Man, you're making it worse right now. But yes, I did, and thank you. To clarify, he brought me some. Well, there's no good way to. I just thought about it. You just go ahead, Peter. What's on your mind?
Okay. Well, anyway, this was for Kevin. He's got to read or watch that whole absolute proof. One of the components was the Atrum Michigan lawsuit that is moving forward.
Yep.
The attorney was on there and actually gave only judge-approved testimony that had been given in court. They normally vote 65% Republican, 35% Democrat.
Yep, I saw it.
And when they did hand count, those votes flipped. But the connection, the real proof here is there was 2,000 votes there that nobody has been able to explain. And the last part of the presentation was the forensic digital audit footprint that was presented. And it showed the foreign intervention in our election, complete with IP addresses and who owned them, both of the hacker and the hack.
Yeah, we got to parse that out.
Yeah, I saw 1,200 votes. Yep.
And I did. I mean, I saw it all. A lot. I just kept coming back around to, okay, well, if you've got that, why isn't that getting adjudicated? And you say it is, but I'm wondering if it'll be enough.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll be enough to do anything about this election. I hope we have the intel and the eyes on everything going forward. I was in and out watching it, and I'm really going to sit down today and finish my notes on it too. But I did see what you were talking about, and that was very intriguing.
Yeah.
With these machines hooked to the internet, I don't think watching them is going to do the trick.
Right.
I really believe we've got to get rid of the machines because they point out in this that even the I think they're called CSS or something like that, machines that were used in Texas when they rejected Dominions. They have the same problem. They're hooked to the internet, and they were hacked.
And they're not, according to our own laws, they're not supposed to be connected to the internet.
No, they're not.
That's the fact that that white hat hacker could hack into any portion of that network that's connected.
Here's the point, though. Right now, Smartmatic, which is part of Dominion,
yep.
they're suing Fox News for $2.7 billion. Lou Dobbs got not necessarily fired over the weekend because he's named in the deal with that.
Yep.
And you got it, like Mike Lindell said, I want him to sue me because I want to get this evidence into court, but yep. Smartmatic doesn't seem too worried about that. Since they're going forward with a multi-billion dollar lawsuit.
Discovery is a yeah. mother.
Right.
And I'm telling you right now, sue somebody like Mark Levin. That's what I want. Sue Mark Levin so we can get Discovery, man.
I've got a question that I'd like you guys to find out, and that's what machines are used in the state of North Dakota, and are we going to go to counting paper ballots in our next election? I think that would be one of the biggest things to restore our confidence in the vote. Yep.
That's got to be the goal. That's got to be the goal.
And I'll ask Kim Koppelman about that. Maybe he'll know. And he'll be on right after this. Peter, thanks for calling in, and thanks for the bag of meat, man.
Hey,
we'll be here. We'll be back right after this.
During this season of giving, give a life-changing gift, the gift of education. The University of Mary offers affordable, flexible adult education. Complete your bachelor's degree, earn a graduate degree, or enhance your skills with a certificate. Give yourself or someone you love a gift that lasts a lifetime. It's never too late to take the next step to reach your career goals. Classes begin this January and February. Give us a call at 701-355-8030 or find us at online.umary.edu/discover more.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Ethanol brings energy and agriculture together. We're chatting with Brian Markegaard today, process engineer for Dakota Spirit, part of the Midwest Ag Energy family in Spiritwood. What if ethanol went away? What would that mean for corn farmers? What does that mean for North Dakota?
There's about 40 employees here at the plant, right around 40. So those jobs would be gone, and they're very good paying jobs. So those positions would be gone from the community, which we saw with Cargill moving out, the number of jobs that left the community. And then just from the ability to process that corn right here makes a big impact, again, with the farm community, which in this part of the world supports the local community through buying equipment and all the other things that farmers are spending money on as well. And then the trickle effect of all that money in the community is huge.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
On your mind. I love the Super Bowl halftime show artist. Don't know much about The Weeknd. I started to watch the thing on the Super Bowl, and then I
didn't understand it, man.
Then I'm getting old. When he got into the House of Mirrors thing, I decided it was time for more meatballs.
Yep.
and some cheese dip, a bathroom trip before the second half.
I'll work on the guy. He's not the cleanest guy you could ever put on a halftime. I'll put it that way.
Yeah. I'm looking at the background. There's like three songs on Spotify that I can actually play. Apparently he has a bit of a potty mouth on his songs.
Yeah. I know, right? A little bit of a drug history. And
There you go.
Well, he fits right in with the...
Yeah, right?
So why you know?
Yeah.
I guess we've kind of been trained that it's always like epic artists, not just run-of-the-mill pop artist of the moment.
Yeah, chart topper in the moment, yeah.
Yeah, get some of the greatest of all time.
Yeah, let's go. I mean, now you got to look at the 90s bands that really like Foo Fighters or something like that. Yeah. Would be fun, you know?
Yep.
They have a number of hits where everybody knows the songs they're singing. But it's the vid year. It's the vid. That was the vid Super Bowl.
Maybe we should put the Rolling Stones up one more time while we still can.
Oh, there you go. Now you're clicking. Hey, it's What's On Your Mind. We're brought to you by our friend CJ and the crew at Dak Diesel. DAKDiesel.com. DakDiesel.com. I tell you, this cold weather, this is game time for truckers and guys with running diesel engines. And the 18 that'll keep you running and keep you out there is Dak Diesel. That's what they do. The additives, the things they have, the stuff that, and you know, if you're part of it. I mean, their shop in Bismarck, you'll get the service you need, first of all, anything to do with your diesel engine. But in order to keep you on the road and that, and we're not just talking about semis, too. We're talking about semis, pickups, tractors as well. Long-lasting repair and maintenance service that will keep your vehicle running smoothly for years to come. Call them at 701-258-5011. 701-258-5011 online at DakDiesel.com. Leon is in for Scott Hannon today. Good to have you here, my friend.
Oh, it's good to be here. Good to be here. I got my friend Kim Koppelman. Now, I'm going to preface this by saying this. Whenever I have an issue with like a bill that's coming up, or I think I called him one night very late at night because me and a couple of my friends were having a discussion on a certain bill that came up, and there was it was hotly contested, to say the least. So I called Kim and I said, "Hey man, what's going on with this thing?" He explained it in such a way that even I could disseminate it out to my friends and calm them down. So, without further ado, I'm going to welcome Kim Koppelman on What's On Your Mind. How you doing, Mr. Koppelman?
I am doing well. How are you, Leon?
Pretty good. Pretty good. You calm me down on a ton, and I appreciate it. You have no idea how much I appreciate it. So I just wanted to talk about, you know, whatever you saw by way of legislation that we should be, whatever you see coming down the pipe, that we should be aware of and are good for North Dakota or bad for North Dakota. I know a caller called in and he mentioned 1164 and 1282. Are you familiar with either one of those bills?
Off the top of my head, I am not, but I can certainly look them up and visit with you about them. Give me those numbers again.
Well, 1164 and 1282. As a matter of fact, I love 1282, and I'm going to tell you why. What this legislation would do is, if there is an EO or an edict or a law or something passed by the federal government that does not meet with the constitutional muster of North Dakota, like North Dakotans don't believe that this is constitutional, then this legislation would basically nullify that EO or federal edict or whatever. I love that idea. I don't know how much teeth it's going to have, and hopefully you can explain that a little better than I just did. But
Leon, first of all, the latter one that you just mentioned speaks of nullification, and that is mentioned. It's a constitutional principle that has not really been applied or used, but it's something that a lot of people have taken a great interest in recent years especially. And whether it is that particular procedure that is followed or not, the bottom line is that the Constitution clearly limits what the federal government's powers are. And the powers of the federal government are limited and they're enumerated. In other words, the Constitution specifically lays out what the federal government can do. And anything other than what's laid out there, the Tenth Amendment clarifies, is left to the states and the people. And the powers of the state, on the other hand, are unenumerated and general. And I think a lot of people don't understand also that local governments also have limited power. State government is really where the buck stops, if you will, and it's the fundamental level of government in the United States. Sometimes people think of it as a pyramid, as a trickle down idea, that the federal government, it trickles down a little bit of power to the states, and we trickle a little bit more down to the locals. It's not that way at all. The state government is the fundamental level of government in the United States of America, and the conservatives are fond of reminding us that the states created the federal government, not the other way around, which is true.
Right.
But the states also created local government, cities, counties, townships, school districts, whatever it might be. And so the buck really does stop here. And that's why it's good for the people in North Dakota to pay attention to what's going on in their state government, and particularly now during the legislative session. But I like all of these things that tend to remind us of those principles and the fact that the federal government can't just do anything it wants. The state has the ultimate authority in many areas other than those that the Constitution specifically gives to the federal government.
Yeah, I think that whole enumerated powers thing gets lost on some people,
exactly.
Especially the folks that are in Washington. I think that they need a course on that anyway.
I agree. But we've got a lot of things going, as you know, Leon, serving as Speaker of the House, and that's a different role, but a very involved role, and I'm enjoying that as well. Very different than chairing the Judiciary Committee, and prior to that, the Constitutional Revision Committee, for many years in North Dakota. But, so I get a chance to kind of look at things maybe from an overview perspective a little more in this role, and we've got a lot of things going that, I guess I would say are both good, bad, and indifferent, and I'm happy to visit with you about any of those.
Okay. Well, 1164. If you have time, and we may, Kim, if you have like a couple minutes on the other side of the break, if you don't have enough time to, dig into these bills with any.
Yep. No, I'm happy to. Well, 1164 deals with review of presidential executive orders. And I think, basically that's a good idea anyway. I've seen another bill. Another thing I do as Speaker of the House is assign the bills. So I see them all as they come into play. And the Majority Leader and I sit down together and look at those and decide which committees they should go on.
This is what I was afraid of. That music means that we're right up against the break. So give us just a couple of minutes on the other side. The brilliant Kim Koppelman, right when we get back right after this.
Number to call, 800-225-0550. 800-228-0550. Also going to be talking to Adam Martin from the F5 Project coming up on What's on Your Mind.
We survived 2020. From COVID to markets or politics to adverse weather, as the strong, we will endure. This is Aaron Schlinker from Wilkinson Farm Simmentals. If you want progressive bull genetics with the grit and determination you show each day, please join us for our 23rd annual Breeding for the Future production sale, Wednesday, February 10th at 1 p.m., located at CBRB Sale Facility, just south of our ranch. Find us on Facebook or at WilkinsonFarmSementals.com.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
A deadly avalanche swept 8 skiers down a Utah mountain Saturday, killing 4. The victims, all in their 20s, included 3 Salt Lake City residents. They were part of 2 separate groups caught in the avalanche in Mill Creek Canyon. 4 survivors, all men who ranged from 23 to 38 years of age, had dug themselves and the victims out of the snow before being rescued. Anyone that follows politics will tell you the Democrats' impeachment of President Trump has zero chance of conviction. Senator Rand Paul, the Republican from Kentucky, tells Fox News over the weekend Senator Chuck Schumer's words has earned him an impeachment.
I mean, really, we ought to impeach Chuck Schumer then. He went to the Supreme Court, stood in front of the Supreme Court, and said specifically, hey, Gorsuch, hey, Kavanaugh, you've unleashed a whirlwind, and you're going to pay the price. You won't know what hits you if you continue with these awful decisions.
President Trump's impeachment begins Tuesday, USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
What's on your mind? It is the Monday edition. Scott's got the day off today. We got a busy week, though. That is going to be tomorrow and Wednesday live from the KFYR Agri International in Bismarck. Thursday live at the Dakota Medical Foundation for Giving Hearts Day. It's Giving Hearts Day on Thursday. GivingHeartsDay.org. Get lined up on there. Find the you know, one of the hundreds of charities you want to help out. And we're going to do a bunch of good on Thursday. And, of course, Senator Kevin Cramer will be back on Friday, full hour talk radio town hall. We call it at just after 10 o'clock on Friday. So busy week on What's On Your Mind. Leon Francis is in for Scotty today.
And I love being here, talking to the good common sense folks of the Dakotas and parts of Minnesota. I mean, but you guys...
The rocks and cows part. Find good people there. Yeah.
We got to bring Kevin... kicking and screaming on to this side of the border there. But anyway, I'm going to digress. I'm going to go right back out to Kim Koppelman, who's been giving us the good, the bad, and the ugly on pieces of legislation that he is actually overseeing coming through the North Dakota legislature. So I'm going to kick it right back out to you, Kim.
Yeah, you said, Kim, in the break, there's a bad one that's up there.
Bad first, and then we'll give you the good news. There's a bill being debated right now. The hearing is going on as we speak in the House Judiciary Committee. The number is House Bill 1443. And when I read this bill, it sent chills down my spine. It is the term that the bill uses is bias crimes. It's a hate crimes bill. And, you know, in North Dakota, we have never punished thought or attitude or state of mind. You punish action. I don't care if somebody kills someone because they hate them, because they're a racist, because they said something that offended them, or for some other reason. What I care about is if they killed somebody, and that's called murder, and it's against the law. Same thing is true of assault. If you punch someone in the nose, it doesn't really matter why you do it. The fact is that you do it. This bill would seek to ramp up penalties based upon what your mindset is, and if you're doing things out of hate. Well, I've never heard of a love crime, so I don't think any crimes are very loving. Most of them involve hate, or at least ill will. And I think it's a dangerous, dangerous, slippery slope to go down if we begin putting hate, so-called hate crimes, on the books in North Dakota. And it's only one step further to hate speech. In Canada, for example, where they don't have a First Amendment guaranteeing free speech, pastors in pulpits are being told and arrested if they preach certain things. We shudder to think what would happen in America. Thankfully, we have the First Amendment that guarantees both free speech and freedom of religion. So theoretically, we don't have to worry about that. But these things move us uncomfortably closer to that kind of dictatorial government. And I certainly hope this bill gets defeated.
Kind of like the Ministry of Truth that we're forming here, right? Exactly. Kind of forming the Ministry of Truth. The thought police are here now.
They're chipping away. So,
And so I hope that your listeners will call and contact their legislators and encourage them to oppose House Bill 1443. There are several other good bills, and I know we don't have a lot of time. I'll just rattle off a couple numbers of things that are moving that I think are important. A couple of these are actually my bills. One is House Bill 1199, which protects homeowners' equity in their homes. So that's passed in the House onto the Senate right now. House Bill 1495, I encourage you to take a look at, because that's coming up. It'll be heard on Thursday, the 11th, in the House Government and Veterans Affairs Committee. And that's a bill that I'm the prime sponsor of, but that our majority leader several months ago encouraged a few of us in leadership to work on. And this is the bill that I call it the Separation of Powers Restoration Act. It's the bill that clarifies what the legislative branch is there to do versus what the executive branch is there to do, and how things such as emergency declarations, separation of powers, et cetera, should work, and just clarify some things in law about that. I could go on to others, but I know time is limited. I'm happy to talk more about any of those if you have questions.
And we do have a ton of questions, but what I think I'm going to do is I'm going to instruct all of our listeners to please, please, please call your representatives, especially on 1443. I think that bill,
man.
Again, chipping away at our First Amendment and our religious freedoms.
And who
right
writes
there.
This stuff? Who thinks of this? Who thinks that this is what government's role is?
Yeah,
oh my
goodness.
It is frightening, isn't it? And
wow.
And the other thing the bill contains is a requirement for education to happen with law enforcement officers and others. Problem is, you're educating from a particular point of view of bias.
Right.
You know, all of us are biased. All of us have a point of view and a worldview and so on. And, you know, if you take one position, then everyone that opposes what you think is all of a sudden hateful. And that's a very dangerous path to travel down, in my view.
Then the next thing you know, you've got
Happy Hunger Games.
Oh,
and
my.
Maybe I'll be ever in your favor.
Kim Koppelman, thank you.
Thanks, Kim.
I think that one thing that we should look at, especially when they're talking about training our police officers are trained to see a crime
exactly.
and stop the crime.
Exactly.
So you don't need any more training than that, you know?
No doubt.
Just
unbelievable. Well, stay on it, Kim. We're glad you're there fighting for us.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
One of the reasons I love being in North Dakota is people like Kim Koppelman.
Well, I wish we had a few more of those in Minnesota.
That's
all I can tell you.
So, do we have Adam on from the F5 project or no?
Oh, Daniel, have we talked to Adam yet? Okay, we're working on getting him on. Give him a call there. Adam Martin is he's one of those angels on earth kind of guys.
Yep.
You know, doing the Lord's work.
And I had an opportunity to, I was involved with a round table with Ricky, who is the Fargo guy for F5. And a bright, bright young guy. I mean, we don't agree on everything, but, yeah, I think that organization is awesome. And whatever we can do to promote him and get him some funding on Thursday for Giving Hearts Day, I think that would be awesome. And I'm going to let them, if we can get in contact with him, I'm going to let him explain F5 and the vision for F5 whenever that happens. So I'm going to.
We did get a couple of texts in. Text that says, watch the entire Lindell video. Who exactly has this computer evidence now? And why are they not coming forward? Very frustrating. I agree.
Yep.
Trying to another one here. Let's see. Text, if you're going to market communist masks, they need to market washing and laundering of them. That's something the DOI, North Dakota DOH, should work on. The middle school kids have some issues with strep and cough and stuff. Is there anything else besides COVID? Really?
Yeah.
No?
We have Adam on now. So what I want to do is go out to Adam. He is the executive director. And this is Adam Martin, the executive director of the F5 project. And just want to get a little info and have him promote the F5 project. So I want to welcome you, Adam. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Oh, I'm great.
Good, man.
I had a conversation with Ricky from Fargo. Bright young kid, man. And listen to me. He's a kid now. I mean, I'm getting old, I guess. But I love the F5 Project. And what I want you to do is explain to the folks what you guys do and what your vision for F5 is.
Yeah, so we started in 2016 by just taking a couple guys going into the Cass County Jail with the goal of just, you know, people who've been formerly incarcerated, working with people that are incarcerated and help building that relationship and have a kind of a soft landing when they get out. What it's evolved into is we have 7 houses across North Dakota, 4 in Fargo, 2 in Bismarck, 1 in Grand Forks that we use to continue that conversation and that life building with people getting out of jails and prison. And then, so that's kind of been our core, right? And now the vision has been, we want to kind of go up the river and start working with youth that are at risk, that probably don't do well in other programs or schools. They've been sent to alternative schools. They're spending time in juvenile detention. Maybe they've been placed in foster care. And my hope is that I've always had a goal of like, lowering the population of prison by 50%. And I think the best way to do that is not only doing reentry work with people coming out of prison, but also working with youth before they go to prison. So we developed a youth center. It's got Xboxes and PlayStations. It's going to have pinball machines and a curriculum that is very engaging for mentors who've been formerly incarcerated working with kids who have the potential to be incarcerated. And hopefully those life stories and that experience can help deter that path.
Oh, I totally agree. If you can get involved with at-risk youth before they enter the system, because after they enter the system, it's tough on them. I mean, and that's mm-hmm. just a fact. Their recidivism rate is high. And one of the reasons I love what you guys do is you try to re-enter, and this is separate from, you know, the intervention with the with juveniles that may be headed the wrong way, but to reintroduce folks into society where they actually have a shot, you know, because what normally happens, and correct me if I'm wrong. You go to prison or you go to jail, you get out, you're like, man, nobody's going to hire me. You know, I don't have clothes. I don't have skills. I can't. And that mindset eats at you and you end up reoffending.
Yep. Yeah. That's why we did housing first, because one of the biggest, barriers for people who are coming out of prison or jail, it wasn't that they didn't have a place when they first got out, right? There's transitional centers, there's, you know, halfway houses and stuff like that. But there was no step down to getting your own place. There was no in between there, right? Where people were actively going out and building relationships with landlords, whether they were private or corporate. There wasn't people who were going out and building relationships with employers. And if they were, they weren't really coming from the same mindset as we were, where we were formerly incarcerated at one time and know the kind of like have experienced the barriers. And it's not just something that was taught to us. And so it was a little bit easier conversation. Plus it kind of broke down the stigma of these employers and these landlords that were meeting with us who were formerly incarcerated and showed success. Because a lot of times, even when I started working with probation officers and I pitched them on the idea of F5, I told them about 5 or 6 guys that used to be on their probation load at the same time I was and what they were doing and what they achieved today. And the exact words they said is, we love hearing these stories because we never get to hear the good ones. We only get to see what's in the news. We only get to see the people who don't succeed after they're done with probation with us. And so there's a whole plethora of people out there that have been incarcerated that are doing well today, but they all had one thing in common. They had a good job. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say that music means we're right up against a hard break. Hang on, and we'll talk through the break. We'll be right back. What's on your mind?
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, but we provide sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not. But you will relax knowing that you do have a safe way out.
For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
Keeping family traditions alive and keeping mom and dad safe at home is more important than ever. Northland Pace is here to help make that a reality. Northland Pace is fully open in all locations, including their new location in Fargo. Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid approved program that promotes living independently at home through the coordination of all health services. As your loved ones' needs change, their services are here to meet those needs. So keep them at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit northlandpace.com.
If you're filling up at PetroServe USA, you're saving money. Simple as that. Find a PetroServe USA near you. Marathon, Senex, and PetroServe USA branded gas, so they're always getting you the best deal. But the red, white, and blue PetroServe USA is what you want to look for. Plus, you'll get home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, the 4-for-4 deal every day, all day. PetroServe USA serves you hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 2 cookies and a drink, 4 items for $4. All day, every day, PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. And I've been harping on the heated steering wheel thing all this time. And, well, let's see. We started with, what, 24 below in Bismarck this morning and kind of double digits below across the state. It's going to be cold this whole week. Heated seats, heated steering wheel, and starting with your OnStar app right on your phone, no point in the key fob and trying to figure out, oh, is this thing going? And your warranty is for a lifetime as well. Get your shop, click, drive now, SchwannBuickGMC.com.
We are finishing up with the executive director of the F5 Project, Adam Martin. Adam, with Giving Hearts Day on Thursday, just I know F5 Project is a big part of Giving Hearts Day, and just want to remind everybody maybe think about F5 Project and their giving, right?
I appreciate the spotlight on F5. This year we're taking all the funds that we raise with Giving Hearts Day and dedicating it to our youth initiative. And so we'll be opening up a new event center with PlayStation and Xboxes, a safe place for kids to be able to come and meet with mentors who are formerly incarcerated and help deter them away from prison. So that's on February 11th, givinghardstate.org. It'd be really awesome if you guys could think of F5 and help support us.
All right, buddy. We will.
Awesome organization. All right. So, yeah.
Yep. Doing God's work, no doubt about it. Adam Martin, F5 Project, at F5Project.org, or F5Project.org at the at sign. And, of course, Giving Hearts Day on Thursday. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks,
appreciate
Adam.
Your time.
You bet. And now, speaking of Giving Hearts Day, we're going to pivot right over there to a young lady sitting right next to you. Angela Wambach is here, Executive Director at the Women's Care Center, womenscarecenter.org. Hello, Angela. How are you?
Good. Oh,
help if I turn your mic on, wouldn't it?
It would help.
Yeah, there we go. Got it.
Well, hello, and thanks for having me here today.
Oh, man, great to be here. And with Giving Hearts Day, it's hard because there's so many amazing, great organizations.
Yeah.
Tell us about the Women's Care Center and who you help and what you do, how you do that.
Sure. We're a Women's Pregnancy Center located on 103 University Drive North. We serve women in unplanned pregnancies. And we do free and confidential pregnancy testing, limited first trimester ultrasounds.
Mm.
We do goals planning, counseling with these young women, also pregnancy and parenting education, either one-on-one or in group classes as well.
Mm.
We provide referrals to other agencies in the community to help meet their needs, whatever those needs are. So many of the women that we serve are have many other needs as well, whether it be housing, insurance, prenatal care, different things like that. So we connect them with other local agencies to help meet all of their needs. And we also provide material resources in our crib club that they can earn diapers and wipes and clothing, blankets, diaper bags, you name it, whatever that they might need, even cribs, car seats, and strollers.
You guys take donations of like a crib, car seat, stroller, clothes, because...
Yes, we do take gently used items.
I got bags of stuff.
Yes, we just care, unable to take cribs and car seats just for safety recalls and different things like that. We're unable to take used merchandise in some of those items, but many of the other items, yes, we always welcome and share with our clients as well.
Good deal.
Have you got a story or two about some special people that you guys have helped and worked with? And
oh, I have many.
Through, I would imagine you do, yes.
Yes, and, you know, varying different types of people come in with all sorts of individual needs, but so many of them are, you know, don't have access to resources, don't know what resources are available to them, maybe don't have support in the community or, you know, even at home, that they're alone in all of this. And so we end up being their, you know, main support, helping them through this pregnancy and becoming a parent for the first time often. And
that's a scary concept.
Yes. And just think, we've had women, too, who, you know, weren't planning on becoming pregnant, finding out in our center that they're having twins. That's always a big shocker as well. So there's so many different, you know, stories. We had one young gal who, you know, was thinking about having an abortion and got COVID and was unable to, she was wondering and wavering, but she couldn't have one because of her COVID, and then it was too far along in her pregnancy to have one. And so in the meantime, we had sent her out this little client bingo, self-care bingo game, in which that bingo game actually helped her to embrace her pregnancy and also to bond with her baby. And just now her and her husband are just this wonderful, loving couple with their family and can't imagine life any other way but without him.
That's awesome. I'm a huge pro-life guy, so that story right there, you got a donation from me today. I'm going to wait. Give it on Thursday.
Well, and then, Angela, we're talking with Angela Wambach from the Women's Care Center. The money raised on Giving Hearts Day, how do you use that money?
Yeah.
Where does it go? I would imagine all over the place.
Yes, in many different ways.
Yeah.
You know, the main thing that we do is provide our time and love and support to the women and families coming through our doors. And so it is my staffing that is, you know, the biggest part of my budget. But and Giving Hearts Day has been so good to us, to our donors and supporters, that it is one of our major fundraisers of the year and really provides a lot for us. We've been a part of Giving Hearts Day since the very first year when we were one of, you know, eight versus one of 500. So we've seen this Giving Hearts Day grow tremendously, and it's just been a huge blessing and blesses our center in so many ways that it's just innumerable. But.
Well, and we're talking about providing confidential counseling, support, education, and more. Angela, keep up the great work. And remember the Women's Care Center. More info at womenscarecenter.org. Online, and of course, Giving Hearts Day coming up on Thursday. Great to meet you. Great to see you.
Great to meet you. Thanks for having me.
Leon, my man.
Man, it's never long enough.
It's never long enough.
It's never long enough. But I will be promoting Angela's organization because I love the concept.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better healthcare starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Since 2015, the North Dakota State Beef Checkoff has sent $2.3 million of your hard-earned money to NCBA, the same group that fought country of origin labeling for beef and declared that beef is beef no matter where it comes from. House Bill 1487 will make the State Beef Checkoff voluntary so you'll be able to choose if you want to support NCBA. Contact Ag Committee members to voice your support for 1487. Visit i-band.org for more information.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.